You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and today we're covering a tragedy that strikes faster than most people realize: fatal dog attacks. Did you know that in the time it takes to read this sentence, someone's life could be changed forever by a violent encounter? Just last year, over 40 people lost their lives in attacks that could have been prevented. In this episode, we're unpacking how these incidents happen and what families need to know when the unthinkable happens.
Those numbers are truly sobering. And what's even more concerning is how quickly these situations can escalate from everyday moments into life-threatening emergencies.
You know what really stands out in the data? The variety of scenarios we're seeing. From delivery drivers just doing their jobs to seniors taking afternoon walks, no one is truly immune. And here's what's particularly troubling. Many of these incidents involve dogs with no prior reported aggressive behavior.
That's interesting because it challenges the common belief that you can always spot a dangerous dog. What are some of the warning signs people might miss?
Well, the experts at the Injury Helpline point to several subtle indicators. Dogs that show even mild resource guarding, those that aren't properly socialized, and particularly concerning are situations with multiple dogs where pack mentality can suddenly emerge. But here's what's crucial. When these attacks happen, families need to act fast.
Right, and I imagine evidence collection becomes absolutely critical in these cases.
Exactly. You've got a very narrow window to preserve crucial evidence. We're talking about surveillance footage that might get overwritten, witness memories that fade, and even social media posts that could suddenly disappear. That's why the Injury Helpline offers free consultations 24/7. Timing really is everything.
So what types of compensation are typically available for families in these tragic situations?
The range is actually quite extensive. Beyond the immediate funeral costs, which average $7,000 to $15,000, there's potential compensation for lost wages, medical expenses before death, and even emotional damages for family members who witnessed the attack. But here's something many people don't realize. Multiple parties might be legally liable.
You mean it's not just the dog owner who could be responsible?
That's right. Liability can extend to landlords who ignored previous complaints, property managers who failed to enforce lease restrictions, and even municipalities that didn't respond to reported dangerous dogs. And get this, some cases have seen settlements reaching well into seven figures when multiple insurance policies are involved.
Those numbers really highlight the importance of having proper legal representation.
Absolutely crucial. And you know what's interesting? Many families hesitate to pursue legal action, especially when the dog owner is a neighbor or relative. But here's the thing. Most claims target insurance policies, not personal assets. That's why that free consultation with the Injury Helpline is so valuable. It helps families understand their options without any financial risk.
Let's talk about prevention for a moment. What are the most effective steps people can take to protect themselves?
Well, the data shows several key factors. First, never approach an unfamiliar dog, even if it seems friendly. Second, be especially cautious in multi-dog environments where pack mentality can take over. But most importantly, if you're ever attacked, seeking immediate medical and legal help through the Injury Helpline can make all the difference.
That immediate response seems to be a recurring theme in successful cases.
You know why? Because these cases are incredibly time-sensitive. Evidence disappears quickly, witnesses move away, and there are often strict legal deadlines, especially when government entities are involved. Some states require notice within just 30 days.
And I understand the Injury Helpline provides comprehensive support beyond just legal representation.
That's right. They connect families with grief counselors, handle complex paperwork, and even help with immediate expenses in many cases. But here's what really matters. That initial consultation is completely free, and they're available 24/7 because they understand these tragedies don't wait for business hours.
Any final thoughts for our listeners who might be affected by something like this?
Yes, don't wait to seek help. These cases are complex, time-sensitive, and can involve multiple insurance policies and state laws. The sooner you reach out to the Injury Helpline for that free consultation, the better chance you have of securing the compensation your family deserves while focusing on what really matters: healing and remembrance.